from KQED.
California's effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions could be on hold if a San Francisco judge's tentative ruling is upheld. At issue, the way regulators are implementing the state's 2006 climate change law. Craig Miller is the senior editor of our Climate Watch initiative and is here with some details. And Craig, start if you could with a refresher. I mean, the State Air Resources Board has been working on implementing this law for a time, and we know that it mandates greenhouse gas levels have to be cut back to 1990 levels by the end of the decade.
By 2020, that's right. And the centerpiece of this whole effort is this cap and trade concept, this idea that you don't directly regulate companies or facilities, but you put a cap on the total amount of emissions, and then companies can trade sort of pollution credits among each other and give them some flexibility in the process. And that's been a very contentious part of the law.
And so now we've got this case that was brought, interestingly enough, not by all the opponents of the law on the side of industry that we've been hearing about, but by environmental advocates.
That's right. These are advocates for what's called environmental justice. They're groups with names like Communities for a Better Environment, Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment. And they're people who focus on how the least advantaged of us are affected by both environmental degradation, pollution, and also on our efforts to respond to it. So in the case of cap and trade, their concern is that because there's no specific cap on what an individual, let's say the refinery next door could do, that it'll just keep doing what it does. The companies will game the system, and those communities located right next door, which tend to be poor, will still have the same effects that the increased asthma rates and other things that are concomitants of, big industrial emitters of not just carbon dioxide, but other pollutants. And it is also assumed that if you put a cap and trade program in place, it will impose some increased costs on consumers and their concerns that those same poor communities will also bear the brunt of that.
And so what's fascinating here to me is that, again, what they have challenged in court is the implementation of the state's climate change law, not actually the law itself or its goals of reducing greenhouse gases.
That's right. The attack is on several fronts, actually. And one of the things they argued is that the cap and trade plan itself was not broad enough. It didn't cover enough polluters, if you will, and that it's not necessarily the right way to go, that the Air Board hasn't proven that it's the best way to attack carbon emissions versus some other things it might do. And the plaintiffs also said that it doesn't meet the requirements of California's other monster environmental law known as CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act. This is the one that requires environmental reviews of programs that government agencies intend to put in place.
This likely won't stop the climate change law right now. I mean, right, the cap and trade program is not set to go into effect immediately.
Well, the cap and trade portion of the law, of course, wasn't even due to go into effect until about a year from now. This is a lower court ruling. It's a tentative ruling at this point. Next Tuesday is the deadline for parties to make comment on it or file objections. But then the judge still has several weeks to finalize the ruling after that. And again, because it's a lower court ruling, I would say that if it stands, you can expect appeals.
And it seems like that this case, I think, serves as a reminder again how complicated, unprecedented all of what we're doing in California is.
Yeah, it is. And increasingly, it seems like California is going it alone as well. There were supposed to be several other states involved in this cap and trade effort. Most of them have either dropped out or are likely to drop out, leaving us with a couple of Canadian provinces. And so the future of cap and trade in California, I think, is in some doubt.
Craig Miller is the senior editor of our Climate Watch initiative. Craig, thank you.
You're welcome, John.
And you can read more of this, of course, on our website at californiareport.org/climatewatch.